Thousands of would-be migrants are taking advantage of summer weather and calm seas to try to cross from Africa to Europe. One of the most frequently used routes is from northwest Africa to the Spanish Canary Islands. Many hundreds of migrants have made it to the Canaries in the past few weeks, and camps built to house them there are now severely overcrowded. Mark Whitaker has been in Senegal, where attempts are now being made to stop young men putting to sea in search of a better life in Europe.
On a wind-pummeled beach where the edge of Africa slides beneath the Atlantic's pounding surf, dusk was falling. A man beckoned me out of the wind. He said his name was Mohammed. At first I thought he was trying to sell me something, but as we crouched behind one of the brightly painted fishing boats drawn up on the sands, he pulled from his purse a tightly folded scrap of paper, torn from a notepad. It was clear he was eager for me to see it, but he handled it with extravagant care, as if it were the vital shred of some ancient treasure map. Unfurled, he placed it in my hand. The paper was thin and limp from constant handling, but on it was written a man's name and address. "This man is my friend," Mohammed told me. "He says he will help me, if I can get to Spain. One day I will find my friend, and he will help me have a better life than I have here in Senegal." For Mohammed, the address on his shred of paper was a place called Hope, and for a moment that hope was between my fingers, fluttering in the wind at the edge of the ocean. But the hopes of thousands of Senegalese rest on even flimsier foundations than Mohammed's piece of paper, and it's hope which drives so many of them to risk their lives in brave but often pathetic attempts to reach Europe. Plucked from the sea, interned and deported, they'll try again. In a community hall near Dakar, they held a meeting of so-called returnees. Many had harrowing tales to tell of lost friends, of brothers and cousins who died at sea, and yet, to a man, they told me, they would take a boat once more, if only they could find the money. "What else can we do?" they asked. Theirs is an exodus born of aspiration as much as desperation. There's pressure to succeed in Senegal, but precious few opportunities to find success. These are young men who feel shame that they can't provide for their families. They want to pay their way. Instead, many end up paying with their lives. For the handful who make it, a few years cleaning toilets in Madrid or Marseille, spending nothing, sleeping 10 to a room, enduring abuse and humiliation, might earn them a king's ransom. A king of Senegal, at least. Then they can return to their fishing villages as local heroes, men who've truly made it. Built a new house for their family, bought a car, maybe sent their parents on a pilgrimage to Mecca. Yayi Bayam Diouf's son tried to make it. He wanted to provide for her, and when she begged him not to go, he told her not to worry. He'd phone her in a week, or two, from Tenerife. A week went by, then two. It was a month before Madame Diouf got a phone call from Tenerife, from a relative, telling her that her only son had drowned. Madame Diouf doesn't weep alone. In her village there are hundreds of mothers whose sons will never come home. She's told them to dry their tears. Instead, she's formed them into a women's collective, to work together, to care for one another. They sell couscous, honey, dried fish, and costume dolls. And they campaign, to stop other mothers' sons going to sea as theirs have done. Every morning, Madame Diouf goes onto the beach to plead with young men intent on gambling their lives in their quest for an El Dorado in Europe. Hers is a labour of love, but she's angry too. Not so long ago, the young men in her village could make a living out of fishing. Not a fortune, but a living. Then there was no need to go to Europe. Now their little boats come back from the sea half empty. Madame Diouf points to the horizon, to the fleet of huge trawlers and factory ships only a few miles from the beach. Ships from Europe. "They've taken all our fish," she says. "They want our fish, but they don't want our people."